Good morning, Greg.
Thank you. You stood me up last week.
Sorry about that. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend.
No problem.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you on, Dylan.
Thank you.
And things are really going well for you, aren't they? It's quite some time since you were on with us before.
That's right.
And you did a brilliant trick for us. And maybe you'll do something. We'll Facebook Live it before you leave. But tell us how things have been progressing. Do you know, not everyone knows you.
Yeah.
Where did your love of magic come from?
My love of magic kind of developed at a very early age. Magic has been something that's always kind of been, as I say, involved in my life somehow.
Mm-hmm.
My first magic set was actually bought by my Auntie Breach, and that was a long, long time ago. I was only about 6 or 7 at the time. And it was always a...
There's a cup of coffee's just magically appeared right
in front. A glass of water also.
No, sorry, Auntie Breach, yep.
My Auntie Breach, yeah, she bought my very first magic set when I was only young. It was Marvin's Magic or Paul Daniels or someone, the legends in their day. And I was always so interested in it. And it just kind of, about 5 years ago, I started getting a real development and interest in it while watching Dynamo, a very famous magician from England. And it kind of helped me overcome a lot of shyness.
Mm.
It really did.
Because Dynamo comes across as quite a shy character as well. And his predecessor, what's his name, the American guy?
David Blaine.
David Blaine.
That's
he
right.
was not necessarily or is not Mr. Personality. Now, that may be just his persona, but
that's
it keeps
true.
Everything on the low down, if you know what I mean. So
definitely.
These guys paved the way for sort of it not being all razzle-dazzle and like... other magicians that sort of went before them. So it opened the door maybe for you. And it has built your confidence, though,
has it?
It
has indeed. It's one of them things that you don't get into magic. Magic gets into you.
Yeah.
It's an absolute incredible feeling. And it's an honour to be able to do something that I enjoy doing and spread so much amazement and wonder with people. And to give people that moment of amazement that lasts in their minds, that's the best job you could have in my
how
opinion.
Much research, how much practice, how much sort of, you know, doing it over and over again goes into this before you go, right, I'm happy now, I can add this trick to my repertoire?
To be honest, you're never really happy with it. As I say, it's like any job, you can always, as I say, improve. As I'm self-taught in performing and my magic close-up and mentalism, as I say, every single day you're learning something new.
You must be a nightmare to live with.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You need to ask me mum about
constantly,
that.
Constantly trying things out. And actually,
definitely.
Joking apart, I'd say it's actually great. Now, you had success in Derry, didn't you?
That's
Derry's
right.
Got Talent. Then you went down to Dublin, the Dublin Variety Show, and you won a grand on that too, didn't
I
you? As
did
well
indeed.
As the title, which is always nice.
It's
got yourself a nice new jacket out of it,
oh, thank you.
You.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But no, it's been absolutely fantastic. And I also want to thank you as well, because one of my first breaks... And then the three came for being on your show.
Oh, very good. That's lovely to hear.
Yeah, about 16 months ago or even
Brilliant.
More. So it's absolutely really opened doors for me, and it's fantastic to be here, as I say,
Excellent.
Back on your show.
Oh, it's brilliant to have you in. Now, also, you know, you are looking to make a career on this, aren't you? And
That's
you
right.
can't, it's great to do the variety shows and win a few quid here and there and do the circuit, but you also want, you know, people booking you. And
That's true.
You do personal sort of appearances. Do you do corporate stuff, family stuff?
I do
weddings?
Indeed. I have done a lot of corporate events
mm-hmm.
also. I've done a lot of different events. I do mostly charity events. And as I say, last year, just after the show that I appeared on, I got a lot, as I say, of appearances throughout the country and
Brilliant.
Everything. And this really now is starting to build very, very busy summer ahead. So it's all good. I'm really, really excited for it.
And you have to keep evolving, don't you? You can't stand still with magic, because magic moves on so quickly itself, doesn't it?
That's true. Magic is constantly developing all the time, and there's such amazing people. It's been such a crazy week since I've won the competition.
Mm-hmm.
I've been congratulated on Twitter through by Dynamo.
Which is awesome, really, because, you know, when you hold someone up as your hero and maybe someone
yeah.
that you brought for them to sort of recognize your achievement,
that's it,
and to send you a tweet in that regard, it's lovely.
It makes it a lot more special from guys such as DNA from Britain's Got Talent this year, from Matt Franco, the winner of America's Got Talent 2016.
Brilliant.
It's incredible, as they say, to break into that circle and get your name out there that you're around and you're performing.
Yeah, I think too, you know, if you go back to the Paul Daniels days and all that, brilliant
yeah.
stuff. the talent shows, the Americans Got Talent, Penn and Teller's show and what have you, brought magic to a new audience, and I think it probably needed that, you know. David Blaine as well, of course, you know, he sort of brought it out of that glitz and glamour in making tigers and pyramids disappear to something that's sort of more tangible and real and up close, and that real reaction to it. So it's progressing well, but people are getting cuter too, aren't they?
Exactly.
You know, people can get on YouTube and...
Yeah.
Although I've watched some of these videos about how they do some of these tricks, and they haven't a clue.
That's true.
It ends up being how I think it's done. It's like, nah, that couldn't be.
It's actually, when I be performing, as I say, even for children, everything, do you know, children is the cleverest audience.
Yeah.
Because if they don't like something, they'll tell you.
We'll have Miley here. We'll get him out.
We don't want anyone
spoiling anything. But I know what you're saying. They're the toughest audience, probably.
Exactly. Yeah. And as I say, when I kind of started performing, it wasn't something that was very cool.
Mm.
It wasn't kind of considered to be something like singing, which is very widely regarded as being
a real talent.
You know what I'm saying? It's a difficult kind of circuit to break into, but thank God it's really
But when you do, there's not thousands of people doing it. You sort of, if you sort of get your name out there, if you start getting the gigs, if you start getting that online following, you can instantly sort of go above so many singers.
That's right.
And that's no disrespect to them, but it's because it's a specific thing. So what about in terms of putting on shows, or like, where do you see the future in this, you know?
Well, at the moment, I'm currently working very, very hard on a stage show,
mm-hmm.
which I'm hoping to tour around all the theatres across Ireland. And I'm bringing kind of my own unique blend of magic and mentalism mm-hmm. to, as I say, the world of magic. As I say, magic kind of died out years ago, not in a bad way, but it was kind of...
It went with the generation,
outdated,
I
say. But guys such as David Blaine, Dynamo, they've kind of made it cool again. Mm. And for guys like me, this starting to be able to perform in the circle, it kind of makes my job a lot, as I say, easier.
Who would be your favourite? I think personally, it's Derren Brown would be my one I'd prefer. You know, I mean, I like Dynamo, but...
Yeah,
Darren, I think Darren's got more stage to him, if that makes sense.
He would have great stage presence, great persona about him. That would be my favourite, Derren Brown, also, because he's one of these, he's such a gifted entertainer, and how he can control an audience is absolutely, you can learn a lot of stuff from watching someone like that.
Now, you're going to do a sweet trick, are you?
I am indeed.
And how long will it take?
It'll take just about 25 seconds just to get set.
Well, no, don't worry about it. I'm on about, will you do it in 5 minutes?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll go on Facebook Live, then so on the Highland Hub page, and people can see it there too. I'll try and explain it as best as I can here on the radio. Magic is magic. So are you ready to go?
2 seconds.
Right, so we are live here with Donegal magician Dylan Murray. We are live on the radio, of course, because this is a radio programme. But if you want to see Dylan in action too, you can get on our Facebook Live. Right, so we're on our Highland Hub page now. Right, this is Dylan. Hi, Dylan.
Hi, Greg.
People that are on Facebook.
For everyone watching.
Right, so what are we doing then?
Okay, so Greg, I'm going to try something using your imagination. Okay, so this is how this is going to work. I've got some cards here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to riffle my thumb through the cards, and whenever you feel the urge, I want you to shout stop.
Stop.
Right here?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll place that card in front of you right here, and also leave the deck right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll place the box on top of the card so you know that I can't switch it or touch it at any point or do anything funny with it. Now, I've actually brought a gift today for you, Greg.
Okay,
inside
I like that.
My pocket, okay? I'm going to hand this to you now. This is the world's first invisible deck of playing cards.
All right,
I'm going to hand
like
it to
this.
You.
Got it.
Perfect. I want you now, if you can, to give it a little mix, you know, shuffle the deck.
I'll have to do it like this here. Because
okay, that's
right.
It.
They're back together.
Now, I noticed, as I say, you kind of struggle to do that. Now, don't worry, everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why that is? Because you forgot to take them out of the box. Take them out of the box. Now give them a mix.
I've got one hand, Dylan. There you are.
Perfect, okay.
Don't put them back in the box?
No, you can hand them to me. Great. I'll take the deck of playing cards now, and I'm going to mix them into two piles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One consisting of all the red cards and one consisting of all the black cards.
Okay.
Now, Greg, if it was your choice, would you remove the red cards or the black cards?
Should I say that aloud?
Yeah.
Get rid of the red ones.
The red cards. In the red pile, there's two suits.
Mm-hmm.
There's hearts and there's diamonds. Now, I'm going to hold them both, one in either hand. I'm going to place one back on the table. I'm going to hold one. Which am I placing back on the table?
The hearts.
The hearts. I'll spread the hearts across the table. Now, in the pile of hearts, there's 13 cards. There's the ace to 10 number cards, and there's the jack, queen, and king picture cards, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to magically toss one pile into the air. Which pile do you see me tossing? The numbers or the pictures?
The pictures have gone.
The pictures. The pictures are flying before your eyes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Three cards. The Jack, the Queen, and the King of Hearts. I'm going to select two out. Which two have I just selected?
The Jack and the King?
The Jack and the King have been removed. That leaves us with one playing card.
Right.
The Queen of Hearts.
Yes.
What you have freely selected in your imagination. And it's been a fair choice.
I don't like how this is going. Go on.
Now, there's been one card underneath the box since the beginning that I have not touched.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure you'll agree, before we started, we selected a random playing card from a deck which I have not seen, nor no one in the studio.
That's right.
If that card, in fact, was, in fact, the Queen of Hearts, would this be an incredible trick?
It would be very, very impressive.
Turn it over. Take a look.
God, I don't like this at all.
The Queen of Hearts.
Yes, it is. Well done, wow. Dylan.
But it gets better than that, Greg. Do you know why that is?
No.
I did say that this is now a trick, not for the eyes, but for the mind.
Yes.
You know why that is?
No.
Because if you take a look at the deck of playing cards, there is no deck of playing cards. Do you see that? They're all blank.
Exactly. Right, they are all blank here. I'm forgetting them on the radio for a second.
The Queen of Hearts. Your playing card.
What do you think that, Lee?
Your card, the Queen of Hearts.
Well, Dylan, fair play to you. That was absolutely awesome.
Greg, there's one thing I wanted to say to you before we finish. What's absolutely incredible, I haven't moved the Queen from this position.
Yes.
But what's incredible, your mind thought you seen the Queen. Mm. You never did. Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because that one is blank as well.
Oh, my word. Dylan Murray, well done.
Thank you very much, Greg.
That was absolutely awesome. I like that. If you want to see that, I know it doesn't come across necessarily brilliant on the radio. Maybe it does. Get on to the Highland Hub on Facebook. It's going. It's being posted now. Dylan, that was brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Actually, genuinely brilliant. I'm going to look back, because I was holding the camera. I want to look back and enjoy that again.
Definitely, yeah.
So if people want to get more information on you, or maybe they might want to see, that's amazing stuff, by the way.
You.
And it's really close up, and it's... I haven't figured it out, nor do I want to.
Yes. It keeps the magic alive.
Exactly. Facebook, is it Dylan Murray Facebook?
Yeah, if you can contact my Facebook at Dylan Murray Magician, or you can contact my Twitter at Dylan Murray 234 for more information.